The prosecutor of Paris, François Molin, says one of the attackers has been identified by his fingerprints. The man was known to police, he says, but had never spent time in prison. Faced with the atrocity of these crimes, he says, we're more determined than ever.
At 9:25,
while the match between France and Germany was taking place at the Stade de France, there was an explosion outside Gate D of the stadium on the Rue Jules Rimet. We found two bodies at the scene, one of which appeared to be a suicide bomber wearing a belt of explosives. Also at 9:25, at the junction of the Rue Alibert and the Rue Bichat in the 10th arrondissement of Paris, people sitting in the Carillon and Petit Cambodge restaurants were shot at with
Kalashnikov.
Casings from different caliber bullets were found at the scene, mainly 7.62mm. At this point, the death toll stands at 15 people, with 10 injured and in a critical condition. At 21:32, at the junction of Rue Fontaine-au-Roi and the Rue du Faubourg du Temple in the 11th arrondissement, there was further shooting in a bar called A la Bombière. Five people died and eight were left in a critical condition. There were further gunshots outside the Belle Equipe restaurant on the Rue de Charonne at 21:36. 19 people who were seated at tables on the terrace were killed. Around 21:40, inside a restaurant called the Comptoir Voltaire in the Boulevard Voltaire, a suicide bomber killed himself and was then found to be wearing a belt of explosives identical to those of his two contemporaries at the Stade de France. At 21:40, a black polo parked in front of the Bataclan music venue on the Boulevard Voltaire. Three armed men got out and made their way into the venue, firing as they went. They took several people hostage. We found some victims in front of the orchestra pit where they seem to have sought refuge. Eyewitnesses say the terrorists spoke of Syria and Iraq. Three of them died when the police stormed the building at 9:20. One died after his explosives detonated and he was shot by officers. The two others were wearing bomb belts, which they detonated when the police entered the building. At this stage of the investigation, we can say that three coordinated teams of terrorists were behind the atrocity.